This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 28th. Fruitful sheep. Our reading comes from Galatians 5, verses 13 through 25. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. My mother used to advise me and my sisters to leave a place better than we found it. What might that look like for followers of the Good Shepherd? What evidence might there be that one of Jesus' sheep has been in this area? Paul, who wrote Galatians, lists some attributes and behaviors that ought to be noticeable in Jesus' sheep. As the Holy Spirit shepherds us from within, we grow to reflect the Spirit's presence within us. We begin to radiate the character and attributes of Jesus. As he treats us with gentleness, patience, and kindness, these attributes begin to flow out from us to others. The goodness, love, and peace that we experience in his constant companionship overflow to others as well. Jesus' sheep are anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit, and, as Psalm 23 puts it, our cups overflow. Anyone we meet can be a recipient, and everywhere we go can be a veritable splash zone of God's goodness, which is so attractive that others want to share in it too. We need to pray that we reflect the Lord's attributes faithfully, because we know we are still tempted to wander and to hoard and squander the goodness that the Shepherd gives us. Where is the Spirit inviting you to share his presence today? Pray with me. Spirit of God, help us to bear your fruit as you work faithfully within us, aiming to bless others with Jesus' love wherever we go. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.